Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
Segment brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, will treat you better. Hey, at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon, go to ElCajonFord.com, ElCajonFord.com. 619-579-8888. Special deals going on as we speak. They're not going to close till probably later this evening, so take a run down and ask for that special
deal. The Dave Stahl special?
Yeah, the Dave Stahl special. Hey, we've got an interview I did with Henry Ford III talking about the new GT and a new heritage vehicle that'll be coming out this year.
Yeah.
And it'll be the historic 67 Le Mans winner. That was with Dan Gurney.
And A.J. Foyt.
And A.J. Foyt.
And we put a picture of it up on You Oughta Know
on our
Facebook page.
Both very tall individuals. So
yeah.
You'll hear a great clip in there about what is a Gurney bubble. Take a listen.
Hey, folks, I've got Henry Ford III on the line. We're going to talk a little bit about the Ford GT. He sort of schooled me a little bit because they're doing something pretty interesting for the 2018 GT, which I'm glad they're continuing on. Henry, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing wonderful, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, I love it every time I get an opportunity to chat with you because you probably got by far one of the best jobs in the house. I don't care how much stress you got. This is definitely a cool deal. So tell us.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so tell us about the 2018 Ford GT 67 Heritage Edition.
Yeah, so one of the cool things we get to do with the Ford GT is, kind of celebrate our heritage a little bit. So we, in 66, we went back and won Le Mans, which is a big race for us, mm-hmm. and then we did it again in 67. And so with the 18 model year GT, we're recognizing our victory in 1967, which was really the first and I think still the only all-American win at Le Mans. The drivers back in 67 were Dan Gurney and A.J. Foyt, mm-hmm. and the car was the Mark IV GT40, and it was a beautiful red and white striped vehicle, and so we've kind of taken that paint livery and remastered it a little bit and celebrating that victory by putting it on the 18 model year Ford GT.
Yeah. Every time I see pictures of that, I say, how in the world did they get past the crash test, the roll? How did you guys do it? That is the most stunning automobile, I think, that's been made in this century. I know you.
Yeah.
I know you're a little biased, but you could throw that up. I mean, I was looking at some cars. I was looking at McLarens. I was looking at Ferrari. There's just something about the look of that GT that is just unbelievable.
Well, I am biased, but I would tend to agree with you on that. It's a beautiful car, and actually, we did. We had to go through all the same crash testing that we have to do in any other vehicle.
I know.
We have a video of the Ford GT being crash tested, and it'll bring tears to your eyes.
Oh,
see it.
You know, I would almost say, where can I see it? But you know what? I don't think I want to see it. Oh my God!
I know. No, we thought about putting it up on the web, but it decided against it.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Hey, curious, how tall is the 2018 GT?
That's a great question.
I hate to throw tech. Well, because, you know, the original GT40, the 40 was because it was 40 inches tall.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if the designers kept that number in mind, because I know that would be hard to probably get into today's National Highway Traffic Safety game, but it just seems really low.
Yeah, no, it still is very low, and it's pretty close to that.
Yeah.
I don't have the actual number in front of me, but I know that certainly was at top of mind, and if it's not there, it's pretty close to it.
Okay, so the other trick question, did you put a Gurney bubble in it?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, we did not. It's a pretty complicated feat of engineering, because as you know, the tub is all carbon fiber, and to sort of mold that carbon fiber into a bubble shape just proved to be really difficult. Oh. So unfortunately we can't say that we have that quite yet.
You ought to make at least an accessory one that you can buy in the Ford parts department. You know, that's got, you know, you peel off the backing and you just stick it on the roof. I mean, it's not going to open up the interior space or anything, but, you know, I don't know that. And, folks, if you're not sure why the Gurney bubble is a Gurney bubble, go ahead, Henry, you explain it.
So Dan Gurney is a pretty tall individual. I think he's probably 6'4", maybe 6'3", 6'5", maybe even. So when he first got in the old GT40s, he literally didn't fit, and so they had to manufacture a little bubble. Basically, they cut out part of the roof line right above his helmet, and created a little bubble over it so that he could fit in the car with his helmet, and it became known as the Gurney bubble.
I know. It'd be interesting to wind tunnel that car, you know, with the bubble versus without the bubble. I wonder how much excitement you'd see on the roof of that car.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I know. It would be a lot of fun. So, okay, so the 2018's coming out. How many are you going to build?
We are going to build 250, roughly.
Okay, all right, that's good. And, of course, you had to crash test the 2018, but we won't go there. anything different from the 2018 to the 2017 other than the Heritage Edition? And how many of the Heritages are you going to build?
We are capacity limited on the Heritage Editions because of, as I think you might know, the car is completely 100% hand-painted and basically hand-built. So with these more complicated paint jobs, it just requires a lot of time and a lot of effort. So there are only a certain number we can build. So it is we are constrained to a certain percentage of mix.
So for the consumer, and if you're interested in a Heritage, you should have already put your order in.
We have the Ford GT Concierge, and they work with our customers out there, and we work through the ordering process with them on a one-on-one basis.
Wow. So, wow, that is just, okay, so any other features from 2017 to 2018 other than the Heritage?
No, it's actually, it's primarily the same vehicle.
Yeah.
We just wanted to offer this unique Heritage theme to, you know, to really honor that big victory back in 67.
That's because you guys are car guys and car girls. And car girls. Don't forget the girls. There's just as many car girls out there, let me tell you.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that is just – and so when's the 2018 going to be available? All the people that want one already know, but I don't because I
– We will – so we'll do our model year changeover toward the end of this year. So we'll start building the 2018 plate this year. Okay.
And I know you never talk about future product, but – do we see how much farther out we're going to go with this? I mean, I'm not complaining. I just assume it stay. I think it should be part of your but I know it's a ton of work to build these cars, but are you planning on doing maybe 19, 20, or have you even gone that far yet?
Yeah, so we've committed to 4 years of production. We sold the first 3 years of production through our online application process that we did last year, and then next year, we are going to reopen the application process for that fourth year of production. So, for those folks out there who missed their opportunity the first time around, you can reapply all over again.
Yeah. What you mentioned the GT Concierge service. What is that? I don't think I've heard of that.
Well, it's it's a service that we launched with this vehicle. We really wanted to provide a hands-on, 24/7 personalized concierge service to help our customers with the ordering process, the build process, the delivery process, help our customers and our dealers really through the entire process because it is it's a complicated build and we just wanted to make sure that our customers had that kind of one-on-one personalized service. And so the Concierge is a service that we designed specifically for this vehicle.
Yeah, that is absolutely phenomenal. I love it. All right. Well, sir, thank you very, very much for taking time out of your day. Folks, just go to www.4gt.com, and you'll find anything you ever wanted to see. And I can't wait to talk to you down the road. Next time, we'll talk motorsports.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
AM 1170, The Answer, KCBQ.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. The Answer. Hopefully you enjoyed that Henry Ford III interview. That guy is awesome, man. I mean, talk about a car guy. Hey, this segment's brought to you by the good folks at Barona Circle Track. Go to baronaspeedway.com for their complete schedule. 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road, right about 4 miles north of Barona's casino. Highly recommend you go up there. It's like going back in time. The racetrack is family-owned and operated as friendly as can be. Tons of high-speed racing, lots and lots of action. You can get a pit pass. You can actually walk through the pits and visit with everybody, and it's just like family. And if you do come up, bring your lunch and your libations, and if you're, as long as you're self-contained, you can spend the night and get up the next morning, maybe have breakfast with a couple of the race teams, and then head on home. It's a fun thing to do. Right now we have Debbie Chapman on the line. People may remember her from RAD, which is Racers Against Drugs. And good afternoon, Debbie.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. You know, it's funny. I was telling Michelle that I think you started Racers Against Drugs. I don't know which year it was, but I think it was, you did it before it was fashionable. Am I right?
Well, sort of. Racers Against Drugs actually started at Cajon Speedway with
right.
Bob Meese and Marie back in the 80s. And then it kind of fizzled out a little bit. And when I got my race car, somebody had asked me if I'd be interested in taking my car to schools. And that was in 98. And that's when we kind of rejuvenated Racers Against Drugs and got it going again.
Yeah, and let me tell you what, folks, this woman, and it's not cheap to race. I don't care what track you go to, all of her winnings went to Racers Against Drugs. That's why this woman is such a superstar. So now you're out at Barona. Are you still driving?
No, not driving anymore. I'm a volunteer there now, but we're still keeping Racers Against Drugs alive through the races at Barona Speedway primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful for them.
Absolutely. So what do you got what do you got coming up in relationship to supporting RAD? What do you got going?
Well, the end of October, the month of October is Red Ribbon Month at all the schools in San Diego. And Racers Against Drugs is pretty much one of the last free resources to the schools in the area of drug prevention. We've also, in recent years, have started an anti-bullying segment of our program as well, which is much needed during these times.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've incorporated the drug prevention and the anti-bullying together, and RAD becomes very popular during Red Ribbon Week throughout the schools in San Diego. All it takes is a phone call to ask us to come, and if we have an opening, we're more than happy to go to any school in San Diego County with our program.
And you do this totally free. There's no charge for this, correct?
That's correct. We welcome donations, but we don't solicit them. And everybody's a volunteer. Everybody donates their time and their equipment to do these events.
Well, and it's so important because I know you have the whole race community behind you on this, because it is important to educate the youth. I mean, otherwise, you know, It's such a terrible thing. Once these kids get hooked, it's never good.
No, it's not. And it's difficult sometimes to get these events manned, because especially during Red Ribbon Week, everybody works. They have to take time off from work to do these events, because of course they're during school hours. But we manage every year to get through it. We also have cars at the fair every year, the entire fair, mm-hmm. for people to get in and check out and to inform them about Racers Against Drugs.
What's your website, Deb?
Our website is
www.racersagainstdrugs.org. Racersagainstdrugs.org. And you'll take volunteers, whether it's to man a school event, maybe help, you know, help put on an event of some kind. So you're always looking, you know, for volunteers. You're also looking for financial, you know, involvement as well. If anybody and everybody, whatever they can do to help, this is just a great program to get involved. And don't hesitate to put me on your list for events at schools. My schedule is such. Well, my schedule is such. I do eat everything pretty much early in the morning or like late in the evening. So my middays are pretty much wide open, and I'd be more than happy to help you out. Need me to drive a truck, trailer, race car, go talk to kids, whatever.
Oh, I will hold you to that, Dave.
Yeah. Now, what? Now you said the month of October is Red Ribbon Month?
That's correct.
So what? Yeah. So what I'm going to do is,
San Diego County.
Okay, so when I get home, I'll take a look at my calendar for KUSI and see if we can't maybe get some cars down to KUSI on a Saturday or a Sunday to promote Red Ribbon.
That would be great. We'd love it.
All right. Well, you have my email, right?
I do.
So, hey, did you go to the Cajon Speedway reunion Wednesday at the Cajon Classic?
No, unfortunately, we were on vacation and missed it. And we've been there every year except for this, and we're sorry that we missed it. We heard it was really a great, great event.
They had Tom McGrath actually there this year.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
So sorry we missed it.
He doesn't. Does he normally go every year?
No, I haven't seen him there in years past.
No.
But,
I was blown away. I was glad to see he, took time out of his vacation or his retirement to come down. He looked like he was in his glory. He should have wore his black cowboy hat, but that's another story.
I know. Somebody mentioned that he must have worn it out because he had a ball cap on.
Well, and it's funny because I now am the MC for the San Diego Velodrome, which is bicycle racing.
Oh.
And I wear a white cowboy hat. And it's in honor.
You're one of the good guys, Dave.
Hey,
that's appropriate.
It's in honor of Tom McGrath. That's the only reason I'm doing it. Yeah, you have to come down Tuesdays and Friday nights, totally free, right off of Pershing, 7 to 9. Most amazing bicycle races you ever seen. Lots of kids, too. Lots and lots of kids. So.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to.
Right.
We can bring some cars down there sometime.
Sure. They would love to see it. I'm telling you. But, going back to Racers Against Drugs now, when you sit and talk to the kids, I mean, do you talk about every form of addiction or do you just talk about addiction itself?
Well, Racers Against Drugs, we focus on elementary school age kids, so we don't get into a lot of details about
Good.
The drugs, just the that our motto is reach for dreams, not drugs, and we just encourage them to make good choices starting at that age and then throughout their childhood into adulthood, because one bad choice can change their lives forever. And we talk to them, we incorporate driving safety in there, we show them all the safety gear that a racer has to wear to be safe in a race car. We talk to them about being responsible and try to get them to come out to the races and get involved in something like that with their families. Mm-hmm. Just encourage them to keep positivity around them and stay away from people that are into drugs or into bullying.
Right. Well, we got to keep them busy. If we can find a way to keep kids busy and keep their hands busy and their minds busy, that's half the battle.
That's right. And Verona Speedway is a great family-oriented
yep.
Place for racing with the little kids. Start racing there at 5, and they're great role models for some of these for these children in the schools. We love it when we can have one of our mini dwarf or junior sprint drivers come to a rad event and actually speak to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Well, Michelle and I, we've got a couple of kids. They actually race at Paris Auto Speedway because they're from the Inland Valley. We've got like Joel Rayborn. The kid's what, 14?
He just turned 15.
Just turned 15
yeah.
years old. And man, what a spokesperson. He deals with animals. And then Austin Edwards. Oh,
yeah.
You yes. need to come up to the Western States Racer Expo. It'll be in February.
At Pomona.
At the Pomona Fairgrounds. We'll talk to Shelley and see if we can't
end of February, last weekend of February.
Yeah, get you to display up there because I think it'd be huge. Because what it is, it's a seminar for young drivers to learn everything they ever want to know about the industry. You know, car setup, engine building, oils, gas, media. That's where Michelle and I come in. We do our radio show from there. So it might be something that you'd be interested in, if nothing else, finding corporate partners to work with you and Rad.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, keep us informed on that. We'd love to get involved in something like that.
I will send you an email tomorrow. I think I've got your email address. You have mine, right?
I do.
I think then I should still have you as well. And then we'll get a KUSI set up, and we'll explain to you what's going on with the Western States Racer Expo. It's put on by a lovely lady whose husband races, and she sat in the stands, and she's raced before too, and she could just tell the kids really were confused as to far as car setup goes and what have you. So this is how she started this class up. So if these, you know, like if these kids are going to get into it, they need to take some classes so they can learn to do it, you know, professionally.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
A good idea.
Well, kiddo, I'm glad that we took time out of your day. Thanks to Brittany for talking you into it. I don't know.
Isn't she the best?
Isn't she a character? She's at a soapbox derby race today, mm-hmm. I think, up in L.A. of all places. But she's our racing school teacher, and we love her to death. You're absolutely right. All right, so Debbie, one more time, give out the website.
It's www.racersagainstdrugs.org.
All right, and a phone number just in case somebody doesn't have a core computer.
Phone number is 619-249-7763.
All right, kiddo. Thank you very much, and thanks for everything you do, and I can't wait to get you on TV.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Michelle.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you drive safe, and we'll talk to you down the road. And don't forget, folks, Barona Speedway, baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we've got our good buddy Chris Holt's going to be calling in from Paris Auto Speedway, and he's going to talk about the California Racer Hall of Fame race coming up on the 26th. You'll definitely want to know about that right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back, Racer Radio, right here on AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to parisautospeedway.com, parisautospeedway.com, for all the updates when it comes to racing at that wonderful, wonderful track. And there is an event coming up called the California Racers Hall of Fame on the 26th of August. We got Chris Holt on the line. Chris, how are you today, sir?
Hey, Dave, I'm doing great.
Man, are you excited about the 26th, or is it just me?
You know, Dave, I'm always excited about everything. You know, we got so much going on at Paris all the time. You know, the Night of Destructions that they got in the Oval Nationals Affairs and everything. But you're right. This weekend coming up, the 26th, is going to be the California Racers Hall of Fame again. And for the second year in a row, we have this really great Junior Kurtz Trophy Dash. A lot of people are excited about this, and I know it's going to draw in a lot of people that, you know, just to watch this part of the race. Mm-hmm. Highlight of that race is it's going to be $1,000 to the winner, and then it breaks down 500, 300, 200. What they do is to avoid one guy to dominate it, we're going to have a rotating three laps. So all four drivers are going to get a shot at the pole, you know, so they rotate that around.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes by points. So last year, Damon Gardner won it. That's by 1 point, you know, and it was it's just a lot of fanfare, a lot of good racing. And there's just so much. I don't even know where to start about this whole night. There's been so much interest. People are calling and asking all these questions about, you know, what's going on. Even though we do it the same just about every year, just everybody seems to forget. So don't forget to bring a camera, because as you walk in, the WRA is going to be waiting for you. You know, they got the old cars there, and they'll answer questions. Then at 5 o'clock, we have a autograph session. and you never know who's going to show up. But just this week, I've talked to Eddie Wirth, Brad Nofziger, Jim Yosky, Chuck Gurney, Atherton, Redekin, 1966 Don Thomas, the CRA champion. He's going to be there. Jeff Haywood, just all these drivers that be there at the autograph session. So, you know, bring your camera and pick up one of the spectacular programs that we got this year. And that's where the fun starts, right there, 5 o'clock. Then we get into, you know, the Fast Time Award. Again, $500 on top of the $100 from the Woodland Auto Display. We got a $500 Billy Wilkerson Fast Time Award. And you don't think that that's going to get some drivers pumped up, that they got a chance to make $600 in 15 seconds? You got to be there to see that one.
No kidding.
Then you know, this trophy dash, like I say, $1,000 to the winner. And this is put on by Plastic Express in memory of Junior Kurtz. You know, Junior's a truck driver, they call him. But it turns out this little trucking industry that he's got is Canada, United States, and Mexico. So it's a big deal. Got a lot of the Plastic Express employees coming out for this thing. So it's going to be a lot of people in the grandstands, but we never sell out. We'll make room for everybody. Well, what else would you like to talk about, Dave?
Well, I don't know. Now, there's going to be, like you said, when the legends are going to be there, the Hall of Fame folks.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be up for autographs and things like, and photos and the whole nine yards.
Correct. At the sports bar, 5 o'clock.
That's it.
And they love attention. So don't be afraid. If you're wanting to come out and talk to these guys, don't be timid. Don't be shy. Eddie Wirth and these guys, they would rather do nothing else than sign your program, sign your T-shirt, you know, and answer questions. They love their fans.
How long are they going to stay out there?
Oh, they'll be there, you know, half hour, hour, okay. Sometimes even longer. You know, once the racing gets going, they like to go watch. But if they had their choice, they would rather stand there and shake hands and, you know, sign autographs. Because
talk to fans, yeah.
Yeah, race car drivers, I don't know about these guys. They just love their fans. You know, it's not like the baseball and all that they want to charge for autograph. These guys would probably pay you to sign a program.
That's what's so cool about it.
And the only thing, you know what I noticed about folks from, like, the Hall of Fame? When they sign an autograph, you can read it. You know, they're not just cranking you. And I hate that when they just crank you through, you know, and they just, you know, they're just scribbling just to get going. And no, and that's one of the things that you find with groups like this that are related to Halls of Fame and this type of a drive, especially this type of racing.
Will they have anything sort of to honor the racers who do show up for that, say like during an intermission or in between races in the interfield?
Yeah, what we'll do is for the actual trophy dash itself, we'll have all those guys come down there because they're going to be there actually to talk to the drivers themselves and give the drivers some strategy, and tell them. So they all have their favorites. So they'll be down there. We'll have them all lined up in the front, you know, and the fans can see them. We'll do a little introduction. And hard to say who will come down and who won't and who will even be there. I get surprised every year. You know, I'll hear from like 15, 20 people. Oh, yeah, we're going to be there. Next thing you know, there's 50 of them up there drinking and having a good time. But another thing that's going to be neat this year is a guy named Mark Acheson from AMA Plastics. He called the other day. It's been a couple months now. And he said, I want to write you a check for $1,500 for the heat race people. So take this $1,500 and divide it up amongst the top three in the heat races. So you never know if we're going to have three or four. But, you know, usually a heat race winner, he might make $50. Now he's got a chance at 300. So that'll really put a spark into these heat races. And then we get into the main event, and people have been sending me checks here for like last 6 months. I got $3,400 that is going to go to what we call lap leaders. So, example, the leader of lap one is going to get a envelope with a $100 bill in it. And if he led lap two, he's going to get another $100 bill.
So that adds to the interest there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. They want to lead this main event right from the first lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
No holding back.
And then we got guys coming over from Arizona, Right now, R.J. Johnson, who is the winningest driver over there in Arizona, he's also a four-time champion over there, looking for championship number five. He's coming over, and he wants to go head-to-head with Damon Gardner, who is a five-time champion working on championship number six.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, R.J. just won last night, I guess it was, at 81 Speedway. So he's coming back, and then we got the point battle on top of all this between Damon Gardner and Brody Roa. They're about 4 points apart. So a lot of strategy. You know, what do you do? Do you go for the lead lap on lap one and try to get $100, or do you hold back here a little bit and try to, you know, be there at the end to get points? So it's just all over the place. And then we got Max Adams going to be back in a 42 car. That's last year's Rookie of the Year. And he's been doing a bunch of hard chargers this year. He's going good. And don't forget, all of this is going to be all mixed in with our past senior sprints and our young gun sprints.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about this Joel Rayburn kid.
What? Are you kidding?
He's on our show a lot.
He calls into our show. Is he the most articulate young man you've spoken to at that age?
It's like he's got it all on a poster in front of him. He just spits this stuff out like crazy. Yeah. He doesn't miss a beat. And he's a racer. This kid wants to go racing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, he's getting a lot of pressure from Hannah Mayhew.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if you know who Hannah is.
Well, we've watched her race against him and watched her win against him.
And
we have seen it.
Yeah, and I've had her on KUSI TV. I've had her on radio. Yeah.
Yeah, both of those are good competitors, and it's fun to watch them both.
Yeah, and you know, this young gun thing, this is produced a lot of good racers, and here's two more.
Yeah.
Then we have the past senior sprints.
Yeah.
You know, these are what they call old guys rule. These guys, they're not monkeying around. They forget that they're old and they can get hurt.
Well, yeah. You know,
and they go at it. So it's just a really good night of everything going on. And, you know, and then at the end of the night, all of them stay on the front straightaway. So, you know, you still got your camera out, come down and
go to the
talk
pits.
To these people.
Yeah, yep. And I love that you guys open the gate and anybody can just go down in the pits and talk to the racers after the race. And that's awesome. Buy T-shirts. I know the Moose Racing had some T-shirts out one night. You know, you can buy your swag. It's great. It's a really
Jake
fun
Swanson,
thing.
He'll be there. He's in third place, you know. So,
good. And, Jake
and
Swanson,
he's looking
yes.
That they're just... It's just across the board. We got so much going on. I say this is the race you don't want to miss. You know, with the guys coming over from Arizona, I mentioned R.J. Johnson, but, you know, we got a whole bunch of them over there. And then Brody Roa, last week's winner at Santa Maria, you know, he's trying to take this championship away. It's just a lot going on, a lot of excitement.
Yeah, sure is. And then you've got on Labor Day weekend, you've got the Night of Destruction and some figure eights going on that same night. That's a lot.
That's going to be the sixth one of the year. And I tell you what, they are packing the place. The fans are loving it. You know, Scott Delosio, he's like the best in the West, or probably one of the best guys in the country when it comes to announcing. He's up there. He has these fans pumped up on their feet. And it's kind of easy for him because the racing that's going on in the infield is it's scary, actually. They're nuts.
Yeah, they are. But it's a fun setup.
So what's price of admission?
I believe it's $25 for this Saturday for adults, you know, and then it goes on down from there.
Right. And parking, I think, is...
I believe it's $8. I never get on that side of the fence, so I don't know the prices myself, but we do have the pass website, and I believe everything's on there. You know, it is a fair board, so we're a little bit...
Because the fair's going on as well, correct?
Got a fair coming up, and that's going to be, I think, for about 1 week, and they're going to have... the off-road monster trucks and motorcycle races. They got a whole bunch going on at that fair. And, you know, when you buy your fair ticket, you get into the races for free.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So go up, get some fair food. Who doesn't like fair food? And
they got a bunch of it.
And then slither on over to the races.
Once you're in the fair, you won't miss the race because it gets loud.
Oh, yeah. And if you can't remember or don't know where the track is, just wait. Once the noise starts up, and you know, and it's so good that you guys do this because it's, you know, we got to get the younger generation more involved. We got to get them to understand what it was like to race back in the day when, you know, safety was secondary. And thank God it's primary today. But, boy, the racing is just as good today as it was back then.
You know, and that's how this whole deal pretty much started, was there so many of the racers today have no idea the sacrifices that were made. Racing almost became extinct in California, you know, in the early 50s. The funny story is about Walt James that was elected president while he was laid up in a hospital after a bad car crash on the street. And he took the CRA from just about nothing to the premier sprint car organization in the country. I mean, CRA was number one. And then, you know, who knows what happened, but Ascot closing, it mm-hmm. kind of dropped off. And now it's back in full force. I mean, it's CRA is, you know, it's USAC CRA now.
Right.
It's a contender. And our guys go back there and their guys come out here and, you know, from Midwest back east. And it's going great again.
Yeah, it is definitely alive and well. And it doesn't hurt to have drivers like Damian Gardner and Spencer. And, you know, I mean, nothing better because, boy, I tell you, it's, you know, if you're a Tony Stewart fan, that's who Gardner reminds me of. He reminds me so much of Tony.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned those two guys, two opposite personalities.
Night and day.
Mike and Soli, they're both five-time champions, and they're both capable of winning. And then we got, you know, Richard Vanderwerk, just as quiet as
Oh, yeah.
And next thing you know, there's the checkered flag, and he's taking it. I know. It's, you never know. You can't say who's going to win the next race because there's 10 or 12 of them that could do on any night.
That's right. And, you know, like I said, and once the racing starts, woo-hoo. All right, folks, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. All right, buddy. Look forward to seeing you. You take care.
Right. You got it.
All right, folks. We're going to take a small break, and we come back more Racer Radio. Hopefully, we're going to have a couple callers in from the San Diego Velodrome. We're waiting for those calls as we speak. Stay tuned. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care, located 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net for all of your needs. All right. Hey, we got Derek. Is it Derek Steiner?
Yep, Derek Steiner.
Hey, Derek. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Now, we were going to try to get Mackenzie to call in. I think she's in Rome, if I'm not mistaken.
She is just outside Milan, but close enough.
All right. And where are you at?
I'm just in Del Mar.
Oh, no wonder the signal's so good. All right. Yeah. So, folks, in case you're wondering, we're talking San Diego Velodrome. I try to bring racers on every week to promote the San Diego Velodrome. If you've not been to the San Diego Velodrome, it's the most amazing facility you'll see in San Diego. And if you want good exercise, get your heart pumping. I don't care if you're in the stands or you're on the track, but SD Velodrome is it. Now, Derek, you race out there as well?
Yes, I do. I race sometimes on Tuesday nights. You know, I started out by taking the adult classes that are Monday and Wednesday nights.
Okay. And how old were you when you first took your first class?
Probably 38.
Yeah. And the only reason I didn't know that, but I assumed that you might, you know, just by the tone of your voice that you're over 30. And the reason I bring that up is because really there is no age limit for someone that would want to go out, get some really good exercise, have a ton of fun, and meet some of the most amazing people, and that's right there at San Diego Velodrome.
Yeah, and you know, you don't have to start out, you don't have to do it to race.
No.
I mean, the classes are to learn how to ride a fixed gear and to learn group dynamics and to have a lot of fun. I mean, it started out just being a great way to meet people and to, you know, go out on Wednesday night after we had our class and have a good time at Lefty's Pizza and then, you know, head out for the next week. And I made a lot of good friends doing that.
Right. And you'll be surprised, folks. I mean, it's not a bicycle race. Like if you just go out and they're going to go, because Jay Arnout, that guy, he is a masochist. He comes up with some of the goofiest, you know, puts you guys through all of these laps, short laps, sprints. I love it, though. And I'm learning to become the announcer. And it is just, I go out Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm normally just scheduled for Tuesdays, but I've been going out both days because the Fridays are good because that's where the classes, we just graduated a class. So this last Friday, we had a lot of the graduates that were in the D's. A couple of them actually moved up to the C's, which was a classification of riders, folks. And, you know, and it's just an amazing group of folks. And they are fixed-geared bicycles. There is no shifting, and there are no brakes, which is not a bad thing because at the speeds they're running, the last thing you really want to do is try to stop. Your best is to be just to avoid of a situation versus try to stop.
Yeah, I think having brakes actually is one of the main causes of accidents when you're in a big group of riding. So if no brakes, no one's stopping hard. You don't run into the back of them.
Right, exactly. So now do you ride street as well as velodrome?
Yeah, I started racing on the road when I was in college.
Okay, gotcha. And, you know, I think... You know, the problem is we don't have that many velodromes in the United States. I guess the two biggest ones is ours, and then the one up in Carson, I think it is, which is a 225 millimeter track, all wood, super. I'm dying to get up there to check this place out. I wanted to come up for the championships that you guys had a couple weeks ago, but I wasn't able to make it up. So
it's a beautiful facility there. Yeah,
that's what I understand. I'm dying to go see it. Now, do you race professionally? Do you race for sport? Do you have a sponsor that helps you get on the track?
No, I just race. I race for fun.
Okay.
I ride for Adams Avenue Bicycle Shop, and it's just a group of people who love to ride.
Right. Well, the reason I bring it up, this is racer radio, even though you don't have an engine between your legs. But every racer I know is always looking for sponsorship so they can afford to go out and race. So that's why I threw that out there. So Adams Avenue Bicycles, let's throw a big shout out. And folks, if you're ever looking for good bicycles and very educated individuals, you really have a hard time beating Adams Avenue. I mean, you guys do a really good job up there for sure.
My daughter is more of the real deal. She rides for Swami's, which is out of Encinitas, and she's a sponsored elite rider with them.
And what's her first name?
Mackenzie.
She's the one that's over in Spain right now.
She's in Milan.
Milan.
So Mackenzie is actually a product of the velodrome. She started riding when she was 9 with Pam Jorgensen, who does the junior class.
Uh-huh.
And moved on to Thursdays and worked with Dave Grills and Matt Hoffman to do the advanced class. Mm-hmm. And, you know, worked her way through. Is the Nationals were in Los Angeles, so it was very convenient for us. And, you know, just recently qualified to go to the World Championships with the Junior World Championships.
Wow. I'm getting goosebumps on top of goosebumps. I mean, you've got to be one proud dad, let me tell you.
Yeah. It didn't really hit me until this morning she sent us a picture in her USA team kit, you know, and that she's riding for the United States. It's like, whoa, that's really amazing. And, you know, she started out just another kid on the track.
Yeah, and how old was she when she started riding?
9 years old.
So, golly. And how old is she now?
She's 16.
Wow. And she's on the U.S. team. That's just...
mind-blowing.
I'd be changing my license plate.
What would it say?
I don't know. My kid's an Olympian or something. I don't know what I would
do. USA.
Go USA, exactly. So, I guess she's pretty hardcore into bicycles, right?
Yeah. It all started out, you know, it was a great grand plan of mine to get my kids to ride with me. Oh. And I have a son who rides at the track too, but, it backfired on me. They got better than I did.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say, be careful.
Happens.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for. But hey, they keep you going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the carrot in front of you. That's you know, when you're up there with the guy in the front, you want to keep up with the guy in the front. Yeah,
but unfortunately, his carrots are kids.
Yeah.
His kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they crack them up, though, that they beat their dad.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your son, I'm sure, yeah, it's always, I got to tell you, I have to be real honest with you. So I go to the velodrome. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anybody there. So I was doing sheets where I was writing people's names down and how old you were. Were you married? Did you have kids? And, you know, what are some of your accomplishments? Well, let's see, 4 gold medal, 3 silver, a couple bronze. And I'm going, standing in front of an Olympian, for goodness sakes. Yeah. I mean, I've watched velodromes ever since, you know, every time they come into the Olympics. I love it. I watch it, but I never got really involved. And now we've got world-class riders, Olympians, that are just as down to earth at that San Diego Velodrome as you could ever imagine. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. But I think if you have kids out there, folks, that maybe they don't know where their direction is, get them on a bicycle. Nobody will get them directed quicker than San Diego Velodrome, and do it in a safe manner to where you can have some fun. You know, it's bring the families back together again. Gosh. So.
Yeah. The thing that really brought me to it was that, first of all, it's a really cool community there. Like, everyone's supportive. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, my kids did Little League and soccer and all those sports, and they still do. But it was free. You go down there, it's free. They have bicycles for you. All you need to have, really, is a pair of shorts and shoes. They even have helmets sometimes, mm-hmm. if you need it.
Yeah.
And, I wouldn't have, all the kids that started, you know, in the beginning, my daughter was just one of them, and mm-hmm. she just kept working at it. They really teach, like, they really work on people just to improve themselves, you know, and teach hard work and mm-hmm. build character and really learn to ride safely and build skills. And all those things just kind of slowly added up, you know.
And they filter out into their everyday lives. That's what mm-hmm. I like the most about San Diego Velodrome. It teaches you teamwork. It teaches you how to ride with other people. It teaches you how to respect other people. And you learn a lot about a bicycle. I mean, it's amazing. 2 wheels, a frame, a seat, and the handlebars can be so different. Yet, so simple. Yeah. So simple. Hey, man. I can't wait to see you Tuesday night if you're coming out, because I will be there, and look forward to hearing more about McKenzie.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right, buddy. You take care. Don't forget, folks, stvelodrome.com, stvelodrome.com. All right. We're going to hit the Dusty Trail. Michelle, thank you very much. Wonderful show as usual.
Yep. Like us on Facebook if you like Racer Radio. We're on Facebook, and You Ought to Know is also on Facebook. And congratulations, by the way, to Leah Pritchett and to Robert Height on setting their records in NHRA this Friday.
The 2 fastest people on the planet.
Yes. Congratulations to them. Well done. All right. We'll see you next week.
You got it. All right, folks. Hey, don't forget, Gun Sports Radio coming up. I got the crowd in the lounge ready to come in here and shoot them up. We'll talk to you in a moment. Gun Sports Radio in the wings.
Racer Radio on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Love Radio Network.